This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1615, how to give the gift of confidence to someone asking a question in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When people feel they can come to you to ask questions and they don't feel intimidated, you will have better relationships in both business and life. Find out how to show people you are open to their questions in English today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hello, Michelle. How's everything going today? What's up in New York?
Hey, Lindsay. Today is a beautiful day. I had a wonderful day. Met some nice people outside. Just like one of those really good days. So, you know, we need those. We need those. How
about
you? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad you had a good day. Yeah, I mean, sometimes like good weather, good people, feeling optimistic about life. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, I've had a couple of good days too, like getting active, getting out there, going for runs, meeting new people, all that good stuff. So life is good, Michelle. Life is good.
All right. We're all happy on the show today.
So what are we getting into today? Oh my gosh. Do we have another question from CL?
Well, we do. All right. Well, Lindsay, I have a question.
Okay. Shoot.
Are you coming to New York anytime soon?
Definitely, Michelle. I'm always coming to New York soon.
Good. Okay. So, we'll talk more about, you know, whenever that would happen. That would be exciting.
Yeah.
But that very much has to do with our question today. And yes, our question is from CL, who sent us a ton of questions.
Yes.
And so we love our CL questions. So I put just the one in here.
Okay.
And CL also wanted to know, he said, I am a 40-year-old man with 3 kids.
Okay.
Because once you said you were not sure if I'm a man or a woman, just want to put a face to my name. So
good to know.
Thank you for telling us, CL. Now I kind of have an image in my head.
Absolutely. That is so good. So guys, I'm going to read CL's question, but first I want you to go ahead and go to take our business English quiz, right, Michelle? I mean, why should we take this quiz? Why is that important?
Well, sometimes, I mean, this happens to me in like lots of different areas in my life when you're starting something new.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't quite know like where you fit in that moment, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning, or where you're starting and where you want to go. So guys, this is this quiz that will help tell you, right? Mm. What is your business fluency level? And then you can get resources. So you're going to learn your level and then it'll be really like customized. Like how can you improve from there? So you're not just starting at a random place.
It's so true. We want to know where we fall compared to other people, compared to ourselves before and in the future. So guys, go and take that quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/workquiz. That's WORQUIZ and start your quiz now. Cool. All right, Michelle, awesome. Are you ready? I'm going to read the question.
I'm ready.
All right. So, dear Lindsay and Michelle, I feel really surprised and flattered that my questions have been featured so many times. I've never thought that my questions are so featurable. Ah, he invented
they
a word.
Are. They seriously are.
They are. They're good questions. I've been gathering my thoughts to ask some more questions to help the whole community. I think it is a win-win situation. You guys, me, and all the listeners. I like that. I like that, Michelle. Maybe there's an opportunity there for us to elevate some listeners that ask really good questions.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to ask away. Number one, I just use the phrase ask away, and I know I can also use shoot to convey the same meaning of encouraging someone to ask their questions. Mm-hmm. It is a great connection to let people know their questions are enthusiastically anticipated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a great question. So we'll get to other questions another time, of course, but I love this.
Absolutely. And actually, this is funny because I just used this phrase, but I said fire away because I was just on a phone call with someone and she said, I want to ask you some questions. They're survey questions. I'm doing qualitative research because she wants to launch a podcast, my friend. Nice. And she said, I'm going to ask you questions. And she set it up and I said, okay, fire away. I'm ready. So,
Nice. I don't think I included that one. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm, that's a great one. So actually, CL does have really good questions.
Yes, very, very much so. So, all right. I mean, this is really useful in regular life, in the business world, in academia. But I mean, as CL mentioned, I think this is important because it's encouraging, right?
Yes.
So, you know, CL wrote, it's a great connection. I love how he put this. It's a great connection to let people know their questions are enthusiastically anticipated.
I love it. So good.
I think that's put so perfectly. I mean, Lindsay, are you ever afraid to ask a question?
Yeah, for sure. I've been in class academic situations where I haven't unfortunately asked that question because I was afraid, or maybe a social situation where you just, you're not quite sure if other people are wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's nice if we have vocabulary to connect in this moment.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, I mean, if someone encourages you to ask the question, right? You say you have a question and they say something like that shows that, they want your question. They're not just like, okay, sure. You know, it feels different. You can feel more relaxed asking the question because you know that they're ready for it. They want your question.
Yeah. It changes everything and you feel more confident. Therefore you can actually, number one, ask better questions. Number two, listen to what you're hearing. Because the big piece of it is listening. When your mind is open to the connection, you actually listen. You're not spending that time feeling self-conscious.
Right. Okay, so how can you do this? So, well, Lindsay, you mentioned fire away, which is a great one.
Yeah.
And CL gave good ones as well. So the first one, we used this in the little role play in the beginning. What is that one?
It's shoot. And it's not, you have to say it quickly. You have to say shoot. Right? It's not just
Or you can say, okay, shoot, right?
Yeah, okay, shoot. I feel like a lot of these probably come from our gun culture, like fire away.
Fire away and shoot.
Yeah, unfortunately, guys, guns are so embedded in American English. But it is what it is. We're not talking about guns. We're talking about how to support the asker, the person who's asking the question. Okay.
Yeah, you don't want other people to feel shy about asking you a question, so you want to be encouraging. So, all right, we're going to do a ton of little role plays here. So in this one, we're in a meeting, and I'm giving a presentation, a short presentation.
Okay. All right. Hey, I have a question.
Shoot.
How does the marketing strategy relate to our last one?
Great question.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
So I felt like I could ask a better question because you were acknowledging verbally that you were ready for my question. It's kind of interesting.
Right.
It's like a signal, right?
Right. It would have been different and if I was just like, right? Like it just would have felt different. You would have been like, do you want me to ask a question? Do you not? This gives you the confidence.
Yeah, it's all about confidence. Confidence and connection, Michelle. Very useful at work or in the social world, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So another one, this is from CL also, was ask away. So CL mentioned that he used that one, right? So do you hear that one, Lindsay?
Yeah, ask away. For sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great one. So let's give an example. So in this one, we are party planners.
Okay, fun.
And I am your associate in our party planning business.
That's so fun.
Here we go. All right, can I ask a question?
Ask away.
Do you think we should plan for 4 tables of 5 or should we do tables of 3?
Oh, I'd say 4 tables of 5.
Nice. Okay.
I wonder what that would be like. I'm thinking about like wedding coordinators, what that would be like to have that job. You know, you must be very detail oriented in how you think to be a coordinator of parties and weddings, right, Michelle?
It's funny because in every stage of my life, I'm always like, oh, that would be an interesting career. Like when I was planning my wedding, I was like, should I be a wedding planner? Like, you know, because you get so like into it and then you pass that stage and you're like, no, like that's
no. Yeah.
I would not be a good wedding planner. But it's just like funny when I was like in that stage, I remember being like, ah.
Yeah, your whole life becomes that wedding, right? For sure, for sure. But I wonder if it might get a little boring after a while. I don't know. Who knows, right? To each his own.
I think all the off hours would get to me.
Oh,
like,
because
you're always like on the weekends, at night. Like, I think that, that's a rough schedule.
Right. Almost in the summer, especially like almost every weekend, you're coordinating a wedding or you're at a wedding. Anyway, side tangent, side point.
So. Side tangent. I could have gone on for that one for longer, but let's move to the next one. Lindsay, I have a few. Okay. Lindsay, what's this first one?
Hey guys, go and find out what your business English fluency level is right now at allearsenglish.com/work quiz. That's allearsenglish.com/WORKQUIZ.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Okay, so in this case, you are giving a presentation, right, Michelle?
Yeah, and the expression is?
Okay, yes, we have to introduce the expression first.
The
expression is go for it.
Yeah.
Again, all right, so
natural. I'm giving a presentation.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Hey, sorry to interrupt. I have a question, if that's okay.
Oh, go for it.
Do the findings of your study tell you anything? Do the findings of your study tell you anything about why we had so much attrition with customers in years 1 to 3?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Okay. So, Michelle, could this one be used in the business world as well as our social lives? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think these are really good for business, especially because, you know, when you are in that business context, you want to have good connections. You don't want to be the person that people are afraid to ask questions to. You want people to feel comfortable and open and confident with you at business and networking situations, right? So
for sure.
Not only like in a business presentation necessarily, but also networking, social situations, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And also it's kind of fun sometimes to answer questions because that means that you have some sort of expertise or authority, right? So like in a way we could take enjoyment in this and being the one being asked and signal, yeah, give me your best question. This is great. Like I want to know what you want to ask. I want to engage with you. I want to help you out. I want to mentor you in a way.
You can learn a lot from the questions that people ask you. You can also figure out like maybe there's a hole in your presentation. Like maybe there's something that you need to include further. Maybe you're practicing, you know, like there's so much that you can learn from the questions, not just about like, oh, I'll just answer these questions, you know?
Yeah. Or even while we're on that idea, Michelle, in a job interview, if you are the boss and you're interviewing people, you really want people to ask you whatever they want because you can learn a lot about the candidate from their questions. Right?
True.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's huge.
Exactly.
Huge. Okay. So.
All right.
Now we
have another one. Lindsay, what is it?
Yeah. This way we get a little more formal, but polite and great. Just saying please. So if they say, hey, can I ask you some questions? You just say please. Please. With an exclamation point on the end.
It has to be like that. Yeah, exactly. Please. So in this role play, we are in an informational interview.
Okay. And Michelle, what is an informational interview versus?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
So an informational interview is when you're kind of networking, maybe looking for a job, or maybe considering a career change. You're just finding out more information. It's not a job interview. You might be trying to get contacts. You might be considering a career change. So getting information, learning about that person, learning about their job.
Yeah, kind of just informal networking, right? Just kind of building a relationship is really what it is, and getting information. Right. So here we go. So in this case, let's go ahead. Let's dive into it, Michelle.
Okay. I'm curious about something.
Please.
Well, why did you change careers during your peak?
Great question. Okay. And this also does feel more formal. You know, last night we were watching the Crown.
Yeah.
And that made me think, like, this way of responding reminds me of something they might say in, like, the royal palace. Please, right? Something like that. Please ask your question. So it is a little fancier, but it could work in casual situations too, I think.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because I understand why you're saying it. But to me, I feel like it also could be just like kind of like it could be that, but it could also be like cute and casual. Like if you're just like, oh, please. Like, please.
For sure. Like maybe you're a waiter or a waitress in a restaurant and you want people have questions about the menu. Please ask, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, totally.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do we have one more?
Yeah, we have one more. So it is, let's hear it. So this one's less common, but also very clear, right? Mm-hmm. And this could be used with friends, couple friends, chatting, all right?
Yeah, I mean, it can be used in lots of different contexts. And this one, we're going to show you how it could be used with your friends or maybe your connections, whatever it is. All right, here we go.
So hey, can I ask you something?
Oh, let's hear it.
Do you think you'll be up for a group vacation in April?
Oh, I would love that, Lindsay.
So let's hear it. And then, of course, guys, hopefully you wrote these down. If you're listening in the iOS or Android app, you can create your personal power list based on these words. But don't forget the bonus. What was that bonus, Michelle, that we said at the beginning?
That we want to tell our listeners to take the quiz?
No, the phrase, fire away, right? The fire away.
That bonus. I thought you meant the bonus. Oh, yes, fire away. That was the next one.
Yeah, guys, fire away, right? So fire away, very cool, very natural and native. So what's the takeaway today, Michelle? I feel like we've shown a lot of benefits to being able to say this.
Yeah, I mean, again, if people feel more comfortable asking questions around you, that's just going to do a lot for you in your friendships, in your business connections, you know, with colleagues, with your boss, whoever it is, right? If people, you want people to feel comfortable with you.
100%.
So you don't want to be the person that people are like, oh, I don't want to like ask that question or like, oh, she's like, seems like weird. Like, you want them to feel confident and comfortable that you are open to questions, right? And this could be during presentation, so many different things, being open, right? Being confident, giving the gift of confidence to others, really.
Ooh, I love that. Mm. Ooh, that's going to be our title for today, how to give the gift of confidence to ask a question, right? Something like that.
Sometimes those titles just come out there at the end.
You know, and what this does, right, Michelle, is it gives us more success in work and life because we have those relationships. If people know that you're the one that they can go to ask a question, you get better in your career. You move up the ladder. You have more fun at work. I mean, it's
for sure.
Lots of good benefits. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so many benefits. And guys, you will benefit if you go to allearsenglish.com/workquiz. Yes. WORKQUIZ. I get that. And then you can get your business English level and resources for your level so you know where to start and you know where you're going.
Excellent. Go for it, guys. And Michelle, we are off the mic. Drop the mic for today. Drop the mic. Drop. All right. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.